Hey guys, this is Captain Buzz Brannon with Northeast Florida Angling Inshore Fishing Charters here in Jacksonville, Florida, for this week's Salt Strong Inshore Fishing Report. Well guys, since the last time I reported, it's about a week ago, I have not really fished. I spent the better part of the week, 5 days of the week, out of town on a little vacation and did not fish at all. Actually, it was kind of a nice little break from the water, but I did, however, get out yesterday evening for like 2.5 hours with a buddy of mine, and you know, we had a good falling tide. We didn't have the best angle of sun as it was about 3 o'clock when we started, so it was kind of hard to see. Your best windows right now are probably around 11 to 2 for some really good sight fishing if it's not cloudy and the water is it's not really windy and churned up. The visibility was good though. It was very good to see the water really clearing up. Found 2 schools of redfish at 2 different spots, and they both bit really well on artificial lures. We were throwing a 4-inch paddle tail made by Fish Bites and that new color I'd mentioned before. They have a black bait with gold fleck coming out, and it's one of my favorite color combos, black and gold. Anything with gold for redfish for me, really. Browns, blacks, you know, earthy colors, neutral colors. I really like gold. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have to report. Unfortunately, I think we had 6 fish in 2.5 hours. 3 were in the slot and 3 were over slot. So really good quality fish we caught too. So that was very promising to see. They were biting well. They weren't super spooky. We moved the fish a few times, made long casts in front of cruising fish and had them bite, which they don't always do that here. So that was really good to see. Today was a beautiful day. I have not been able to get out on the water today either. It's Wednesday, and it's unfortunate. I just had other stuff to do and did not have a charter. Do have a few trips coming up towards the weekend, although the weather looks unfavorable. We have another front sliding through. Going to be rainy, then windy, and then cool again. But then next week, it looks good. So, you know, fingers crossed. This time of year, it's all about the weather. Which it is most times of the year, but especially this time of year, if you want to do some shallow water sight fishing in the middle of the day, it helps to have, you know, minimal clouds and lots of bright sun to, you know, to locate those redfish and see them. You know, other than that, guys, I don't have a lot to report. Hopefully I'll be on the water a few more times this week. Now I'm back in town, kind of getting settled back down, and I'll have a little bit better report for you next week. But anyway, this was Captain Buzz with Northeast Florida Angling Inshore Fishing Charters for this week's Salt Strong Inshore Fishing Report for Northeast Florida, the Jacksonville area. Thanks, guys and gals, and have a good week and tight lines.